your tickets and get on the road to Arch Madness.
ADT presents What to Consider When Considering Home Security. An ADT sign is more than a sign. It's a line in the sand. On one side, your family. On the other, an uncertain world.
For over 140 years, more people have chosen ADT to help prevent crime than anyone else. Get ADT starting at just $28.99 a month.
Tested, trusted, proven ADT.
With 36-month contract for licensing and terms and conditions, visit ADT.com.
This is Larry Connors. I want to remind you, this is a good time to call John Beal and have our professionals take a look at your roof. Get any issues fixed before we get heavy thunderstorms. And John Beal has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. And with John Beal, you get our low price guarantee. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. Get booked on the schedule before the bad weather. Call the roofing company I'm proud to endorse. Call my friend, John Beal. 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
Why did you go to high school? Who has the best toasted ravioli? Does anyone have the recipe for Famous Bar French onion soup?
The answers to all of these St. Louis questions and more can be found at the new Circa STL Restaurant and Tavern in De Pere. Extensive and extremely rare St. Louis memorabilia not only covers the walls of Circa STL, it transcends into the menu, from the soups to the beer. You should visit Circa STL Restaurant and Tavern in De Pere at 1090 Old De Pere Road near Manchester and I-270. It's deja vu all over again. Online at circa-stl.com.
Go to the St. Louis RV Vacation and Travel Show February 2nd through the 5th at America Center. Shop new RVs or just learn about traveling RV style. Save $2 on admission at stlrv.com.
The new $10 chicken share is KFC's new bucket for two. So grab someone you want to share chicken with and share chicken. KFC, it's finger-looking good.
Weekday mornings at 6:35. Scott Crothers from Stifel Nicolaus with insights on the markets and investing. And for your own personal financial review, call him at 314-292-6201 and listen weekday mornings at 6:35 here on the Big 550 KTRS.
Let me go back soon and see if they've restocked the shelves with those original Nintendo games. I'm looking forward to that. I mention that because that's the great Mario Brothers theme song. Not exactly the way it was when you played the game or the way you remember it, but it's our way of saying it's time to talk a little tech talk. And it won't just be about video games. It's going to be about your television, or you're trying to purchase a television or a phone or a tablet or a computer. We have the guy who knows a lot more about it than most of us do. His name is Jose Hernandez, and he is brought to you by Window World, the number one selling replacement window in the United States, and the original $189 window. He's going to do a little monologue, and then it's your turn. It's first come, first serve, so get your name on the screen now. Here we go. From cell phones, most cell phones, star KTRS, which is star 5877. From other phones, 314-969-5877, which is KTRS, of course, and 888-550-KTRS. Give it up for Jose Hernandez.
Hey, everybody.
Hey.
Hello, Jose.
Hello, Frank.
Boy, it's, I don't have anything except this. Peon, do you play, you don't play video games, do you? You're not a gamer, really.
Not hardcore, no, not at all.
And what does that mean? What do you play?
I'll play, I have, excuse me.
You okay?
Me. Yes.
Jose, give him the high mic. Okay, he's okay.
I play video games at home maybe once every couple weeks.
Okay.
And, yeah.
The reason I mention it is, and this is sort of related to Jose's segment, I was on the phone for quite a while over the weekend with a guy. He's 21. He goes to school down in Rolla. And I spoke to him a couple of years ago, and he wants to get into voice work. And I tried to explain to him that the radio business is not what it used to be in terms of hiring and paying anybody well for their voices. It's just not there. There are very few exceptions. But then as we talked more, I realized there is one area where if you can crack it, there's a ton of voice work, and it's voicing video games. And for anybody who wonders what I'm talking about, if you don't play video games, they become very realistic. They're almost like watching a movie. And they have, for the people who are gamers, and I'm not, they have known regular characters in these games, just like Marvel has, you know, Spider-Man and right. Hulk. I don't know the characters, but the gamers do. And as soon as he started mentioning games, I said, wait a second. If you think you have a... And in the spring, I'm going to have him come in. I told him I'd let him come in for an hour just to get his feet wet and show us his voices. I said, but now you've stumbled on something. I said, but you got to get to L.A. You got to get out of here. You're not going to get any video game voice work around here. Go to L.A. But that is an area where if someone has a voice... And I don't necessarily know... Look, they've got villains. There are a lot of military video games. Colonel. Bring me that M16. Somebody does those voices. They're not computer generated. And I just thought, I'm glad I talked to him because I really had sort of just written off anybody having any kind of career using his or her voice except for video games. Because let's face it, cartoons... You know, the same people seem to get the cartoon voice work all the time. The Tom Hanks people, the Hank Azaria people. So, you youngsters out there, if you think you want to do voice work, forget the radio thing because that's a long, long, long shot. And this may be too. But we've just scratched the surface on this video game thing. It's just going to get bigger and bigger and bigger. So that's all I have that's sort of tech related. Do you guys have anything?
No.
I don't have any issues except that, Jose, I know you're not an Apple guy. I use Safari, and for the last 3 days, and it's never done it before, it keeps popping up saying Safari has quit unexpectedly, and I'll hit OK, and it's back again. Safari has quit unexpectedly. Okay, it's back again. The thing keeps popping up like that. It does it like every, you know, 5 or 10 minutes. Do you have any idea what that is?
No.
But it's a Safari issue, probably not a computer issue.
Well, probably not computer. What you might want to do is go and sometimes that happens with other browsers, Google, Firefox, Opera, Internet Explorer. What I recommend for those is to go and download the latest version.
Okay.
And do a physical uninstall of the old one and install the new one.
Okay. If I can't figure out how to do that, I'll call you because I'm pretty stupid about most of this stuff. So I'll
is it on your phone or on your PC?
It's on my PC.
Okay. You head back to the App Store.
Okay.
And purchase from there. Is there a reason you're not ordering your original Nintendo online as opposed to going back and forth to the store?
No, there's not, and I'm glad you said that. Tonight I'm going to go shopping online for it. Thank you.
Sometimes
I just completely forget. Hey, I'll just go online again because I still like to go in the store. I like to go to a store.
Right, and sometimes you know the thrill of having it there and going and checking out with it and showing the people, you know, sort of victoriously what you challenged or killed or bringing home.
But in this case, I don't need to see. I know what it is. I don't need to try it out or look at it. I know right. what it is. That's a great idea. I'll do that. What do you have for us tonight?
Let's see. 2012, audio cassettes celebrated their 50th anniversary. And me and the rest of the world assumed that we would not have to talk about them on their 55th anniversary. However,
you're probably right, and there's always a however in life.
Audio cassette numbers are up 74% this year.
Wow.
For 2016. They sold 129,000 units.
Wait a minute. With what on them? Music?
Music.
I didn't even know they still released any music.
They do. Justin Bieber released an album. They're starting as they did with vinyl several years ago.
Who that would be a Justin Bieber music fan would even listen to a cassette?
I don't know, but I know that the top selling cassette in 2016 was the Guardian of the Galaxy's Audio Remix Volume 1.
Wow.
In the movie, it shows that he's using cassette.
Mm.
Also, vinyl is doing pretty well. They sold 13.1 million units.
I don't get
That's up 10% from 2015. The audiophiles are real excited about vinyl.
Hey, did you guys, Dan, you ever have a cassette player and for whatever reason the tape starts going haywire?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's all mangled up in the player and you got to get in there and pick it out.
I want you to.
Yeah, yeah.
Yep.
Oh, man.
National Highway Transportation Safety Administration has issued the report and closed the case on the Tesla that crashed last year in May.
Yeah.
It was in autopilot mode, and he was apparently watching a video or something. And
Harry Potter, I believe.
Yeah, it drove underneath the side of a truck. According to the National Highway Transportation, according to NHTSA, the last recorded action from the driver took place 2 minutes before where he increased the speed to 74 miles an hour. The crash reconstruction folks said that he had 7 seconds. The side of the truck should have been visible to him if he was paying attention for 7 seconds. So unlike the Google cars, the self-driving ones that I'm waiting for that don't have a steering wheel and don't have a brake, his Tesla did. So if he'd have been looking out the window, he probably would not have died.
All right. You just mentioned something that I got in. This was part of my discussion with this 21-year-old guy in school in Rolla. He said, do I think it's possible that in the fairly near future, there will be no more radio? Nobody will listen to the radio. And I said, no. I said, I think they'll listen to talk radio. And he said, well, what about self-driving cars? Because somebody could watch a movie. Why would they listen to radio? And I said, because from what I can tell, you still need to sort of be ready to take over and pay attention. And he mentioned airplanes, autopilot. And I said, well, I'm a pilot, and I will tell you, the best autopilot in the world, you still need to be paying attention.
Right.
And looking out the cockpit window, looking at the gauges. You can't just go watch an entire movie and not look away. So I think radio will survive even the self-driving cars. But to me, I think what people think is going to happen is they can just imagine a vehicle with no visibility. It's just no windows.
Right.
You program where you want to go, and you go, and you lean back and take a nap. I don't know. I don't think that's coming soon. I think you're going to have to be ready to take over, just like the Tesla thing.
Let's hope so.
I hope so for the sake of radio.
And then last but not least, Microsoft has announced Windows 7 is outdated, for those of us who didn't know that. They're recommending that we move to a better operating system. Of course, for them, it would be Windows 10. Microsoft is going to stop Windows support for 7 in January 14th of 2020. So you have 3 more years, give or take, to decide whether you upgrade to Windows 10 or not.
Hmm. Okay. So in January of hindsight, see what I did there? Hindsight is 2020. I substitute. You want some calls?
Please.
All right. One quickly, last time for the number. You squeak in. There's a line open, I think. For most cell phones, star KTRS. Other phones, 314-969-KTRS. We'll leave it at that. Eric, say hello to Jose Hernandez.
Tony's up.
Sorry. Hello, Tony. I'm sorry. Oh. Who have I got? Tony Eric. Or Eric? Eric, I'm sorry. Tony, hang on. I'll get to you. Eric, say hi to Jose Hernandez.
Hi, Jose. I'm AM and the PM.
Hallelujah. What's going on, Eric?
I'm hoping that this is something simple for you. On our home desktop computer, the other night it came up with a code 1962, no operating system. I have followed everything I could find on Google and YouTube, trying to correct it myself, and to no avail. Wonder if you have any familiarity with this.
How old is the unit?
It is not very old. I mean, it's purchased within the last 2 years.
Do you get the warranty on it?
I'm not sure. My wife handles most of those purchases, so I have no idea.
Usually when you get the no operating system found, that error is that the hard drive, the areas on the hard drive where the initial boot sequence reside, mm-hmm. have become corrupt. Usually your files are still there. It just can't boot it as an operating system.
Would it be possible to just replace the hard drive on this?
It would be possible to replace the hard drive and then install either in an external enclosure or back in the PC, the old one,
mm-hmm.
it will recognize it as another logical drive, and you should be able to get to the contents of it.
Okay, yeah, we back everything up on we have a backup server, so.
Oh, very good.
Okay.
I would definitely get a new drive as opposed to just reinstalling the operating system on the old one.
Okay. All righty, well, all right. I guess that takes care of me.
Good luck.
Hi, Eric. Thank you.
Right.
Thanks for listening. Now we can go to Tony if he's still there. Tony, say hi to Jose.
Hello, Jose. How are you?
Tony, I'm good. How are you?
I'm AM and the PM.
There you go.
Hey, I'm sort of computer illiterate, but last night my computer locked up, and I was not even looking at porn when that happened.
Whoa. That's really weird.
Which means, by the way, he was. Yeah. Any guy who immediately says, I wasn't looking at porn, he's looking at porn.
I'll protest too much.
That's right. Thank you. Was that Shakespeare?
Yes, it was, I think.
So locked up, meaning what?
Just locked up. But this thing come on from Microsoft. It said your computer's locked up. There is a code number there and a phone number.
Ah.
So I tried to exit out. I couldn't do nothing.
I smell scam.
Do not shut off your computer. So I called a number, and some Indian guy answered. I had a hard time understanding him. He tried to walk me through it, but I couldn't do it, so he put me with another Indian guy that spoke a little bit better English. I could understand him better. His name was Rob Smith. What a name.
Rob Smith? That's a common Indian name.
Yeah, that's what I said. But anyway, he walked me through it, and we couldn't do it. So then he goes to shut off your computer. I said, wait a minute. I said, here it says, do not shut off your computer. He goes, shut it off. So I shut it off. I turn it back on again. And finally, we got through to whatever he wanted me to type. And next thing I know, he's got a control of my computer.
Uh-oh.
So it says, they've seen all these condoms all over your computer.
Condoms?
Computer's loaded with condoms.
What?
Trojans.
Trojans. Oh.
And,
what?
Anyway, he started typing everything on my computer. And, lo and behold, it says it comes to $330 for me to fix it.
Okay.
I said, I'm not changing your Spanish because I don't know who you are. What am I calling? Because we're a legit company.
We
fix computer all over the world.
No.
Online, blah, blah, blah. Did you ever hear of, Text Buddies?
Yeah, it's a scam.
Yeah, tell me you don't have to pay them. Jose, help them out.
Don't pay them. Don't pay them any money. Don't pay them.
No, it went down to $175. I said, listen, I'm not going to pay you any money. I said, if I got to pay money, somebody else, I can get the Geek Squad, and if the guy screws up, I can go to the store and settle with them.
Right.
The guy said, so these guys, he sent me a page. It looked like, you know, pretty legit.
Sure.
I guess it's a scam.
Yes.
So,
anytime your computer tells you to call Microsoft at a specific phone number, it's a scam.
Okay, so I'm glad,
If you're still having trouble with it, you can go ahead and talk to the Geek Squad people. Or what you can do is when you start it back up, what browser do you use? Were you on Google or what?
I used to be on the other one.
Internet
Firefox.
What the hell is it called? I got an HP desktop.
Is it a blue logo or an orange logo?
It used to be the blue logo,
I
went to the Chrome, whatever it's called.
Okay.
Because it was faster.
Right. When you get a chance, go back to the blue logoed one and type Google search the company name and see what it says.
Okay.
And it'll tell you how to fix it. Okay, Tony?
All right, well, thanks a lot, Jose.
Good luck, and good luck not giving them, good job not giving them any money.
Oh, no, I don't want to give any money to, but not go buy gas. What are you talking about?
Thank you, Tony.
Thank you. Here's the thing. As soon as he said, and I don't know anything about computers, as soon as he said froze up and they called the number, even I know. But I have had this happen a couple of times, and Jose, I Googled on another device. I used my phone, and I put what the warning was, and in about two or three easy steps, it told me what to do, and it was over with.
Right.
It was the end of it. So hopefully he got another device, and he can Google whatever the warning was, and it can help.
How can you keep from getting to that point? I mean, did he maybe go on his email or something and download something?
Nope. It comes from a website.
Oh, it does?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, they just attack certain sites that you're on.
Wow.
Let's get Tom in here. Tom, say hi to Jose.
Hello, Jose. How you doing?
Good, Tom. How are you?
Fine, thank you. I'm using Google Chrome, and once in a while, especially when I'm on Facebook, I hate to use this word, but it freezes up. I can't move my cursor. I have to turn the computer off manually, reboot it, and start it over. It doesn't happen every single time.
Right.
So I thought, well, I'm going to try Mozilla Firefox browser.
Good.
Downloaded that. I used Mozilla Firefox and didn't have a problem.
Good for you.
So my question is, if I leave Google Chrome on because I have a whole list of my favorites.
Yes.
and just go to that to check a favorite, like I want to get to my bank account or something.
Mm-hmm.
Can I leave both browsers on the computer without it slowing it down or any problems whatsoever?
Shouldn't cause you any problems, but you do know that you can export your Google favorites and import them into your Firefox.
Oh, I didn't know.
Yeah, when you're in your Firefox, if you'll go search for import Google favorites, it'll give you the list of instructions.
Oh, okay. So it wouldn't hurt to have both of them.
No, but if you're going to get away from one, and you know, if you're over on Google and you find something you like and you hit favorites and you forget you did it and you're back in Firefox, it would just be easier to have them all in one place.
Yeah, what he's saying, it won't hurt anything, but there's no reason to have both.
Okay, so I can get rid of Google Chrome and...
Yeah, once you've got your favorites ported over, absolutely.
Okay, all right. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. All
right, Tom, and we'll close it out with Chad. Chad, say hi to Jose Hernandez.
Hey, Jose, how are you?
I'm good, Chad, how are you?
AM and the PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Quick question. I'm with AT&T. We got 5 phones on our package. My data is 40 megabytes, and we go over it constantly. I have a son with a newer Android, and he was going over all the time. My daughter didn't have a problem until we bought her a new iPhone 7 Plus, and now she's going over all
the
time.
Can I stop? Megabytes? 40 megabytes?
Well, whatever it is.
Or gigabytes.
40 gigabytes. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you. And we turned off the auto background refresh. Is there anything we can do? Are these new phones using too much data? We're on home Wi-Fi as much as we possibly can.
That was going to be the recommendation I had for you, which is make sure that every chance you get to go to Wi-Fi, your Wi-Fi is the priority.
We have done that, and we're still going way over.
What happens if you turn the data connection off on the phone so that it only works in Wi-Fi?
We've done that when the kids are home from college, and we don't go over them, obviously.
Okay, then either you need new children.
Somebody's doing something on the...
Yeah, the data doesn't just flow in that volume to a phone by itself.
Okay.
If that makes sense.
How old are your kids, Chad?
They know where the porn sites are.
There you go.
Does AT&T offer unlimited for you?
I don't know.
I know some of the carriers will offer unlimited. You have to pay for it, but it would be cheaper.
And I presume on your bill you can determine who's using what data.
Well, with the app I have on my phone, I can see they're using 2/3 to 3/4 of it.
Right. So it might be a time to teach them some fiscal responsibility.
Do you want to trade children?
That would be great because I don't have any that at least I'm aware of. So,
well,
yeah.
Good. I'm the winner on that one.
You're the winner on that one. You know, it's a tough call. What you can do is get them off of your plan and go to one of the virtual services. Cricket is AT&T, Straight Talk, T-Mobile has one where it is a monthly fee and it's unlimited text and data. The problem is that after 5 gigabytes of data, it slows to speeds that you and I are used to but aren't good for doing movies.
That's their problem then, isn't it?
Yeah, that is correct. It is no longer your problem.
I don't know much about this stuff, but is it not possible that when the kids are away from home, they're using the cellular data to do a lot of stuff?
Well, as long as you've got cellular turned on, as you know with your iPhone, Frank, you've got to make sure that it's the priority choice.
Right.
Because what happens is you've got your phone's data and you've got Wi-Fi turned on.
Wi-Fi, I take
it. And it looks to see which one is quicker. And so if you're on Wi-Fi and for some reason the Wi-Fi slows down, it'll switch over to data to make sure that your user experience is ideal.
Well, when they're not home, they're not near the Wi-Fi. They're doing all kinds of stuff when they're not home on the phone he doesn't know about, obviously.
Right. So my recommendation is if you don't want to buy new ones, and I mean children, is to take the phones and get the third party or the provider packages that offer unlimited data and text and talk time for a flat rate. Unfortunately, it will be throttled at some point.
That sounds like a good suggestion. Hey, guys, I really appreciate your time.
All right, Chad, thank you for listening. We appreciate it. There he goes, and there we go. It's over. Can't believe it. Jose, give them your email address.
That's excellent. Thank you, Frank. We have a new email address.
What?
I know. After five, six
years.
Oh,
man, this is going to be tough on me. Go ahead.
It is tech.questions.
What?
Tech dot, the period. Tech.questions at KTRS.com.
Why the dot? What happened?
The spam filters aren't able to keep up with the spammers who are using dictionaries for words to send things to.
Wow.
Tech questions is one of the common words, so by splitting it with a period, that slows it down.
All right, I have to get used to that. Tech
dot,
dot questions at KTRS.com.
Right.
Jose Hernandez, everybody. Thank you, Jose.
You're welcome.
Questions at KTRS.com.
And I did put it on our Facebook page. So it's
good. Brought to you by Window World, the number one selling replacement window in the United States, the original $189 window. We're going to check in with John Londoff after we get some traffic. Here's Dan Strauss to introduce traffic.
All right. Thank you so much, Frank. Here is Tim Weiland to give you that traffic.
Yeah, they're working with an accident on southbound Highway 55 at Highway Z that's got traffic backed up to Highway M. Some slow pockets on southbound 270, Olive down through Doherty Ferry. They've got an incident on eastbound 70 near Lucas and Hunt. At last check, it was blocking a lane. A little bit of a backup going eastbound. Westbound drivers, the normal slowdown, Union through Jennings Station Road, Lucas Hunt before it opens up. And then on westbound 40, look for jam ups at Kings Highway through McCausland. Still a little leftover pocket or two from that earlier accident, Spady 170 through Lindbergh. This traffic report brought to you by Farmers Insurance. Insurance doesn't come with a roadmap. Get some direction from an experienced farmer's agent and find a policy that's right for you. Find an agent at farmers.com. I'm Tim Weiland with your KTRS Air Airborne traffic.
Thank you, Tim. And now a man whose name was mentioned in an email sent to management at the end of last week, a listener who was disappointed that John Londoff would participate in the juvenile game that we played on the air. Here is that guy, John Londoff. John, how are you?
Hey, Frank, how are you?
I'm doing great.
You sound fantastic.
Well, you always say that, and I think I always kind of sound the same. So here's the deal. Remember last week?
You sound very different. You sound different a lot of times.
Do I? Okay, yep. Thank you. Peon played a game with us that he discovered, an app called, it was called This and That. Was that it, Peon?
This or That.
Oh, yeah. This or That. And if you remember, John, the whole thing was, would you rather have this or that? And there were two tough choices, and you were it was fun. You played along with us. Somebody, and management forwarded it to me, and I don't know why, because I don't pay any attention to people who
okay.
react like this. But this person essentially said, I was really disgusted with this game that Frank was playing, and all of them, and Dan and Peon, they were all laughing. It was disgusting stuff. But the thing that they mentioned specifically, and the only item, and we had something about a booger and a hairy mole, but they didn't mention
one.
They what?
Which one? I'm curious now.
What they mentioned was two things. One, they couldn't believe that Johnny Londoff would even participate in a game like that, and they were especially offended about what we said about FM DJs.
What?
Can you believe that? Because remember
DJs.
We said, well, okay, this or that, would you rather have your legs cut off or spend an hour talking to an FM DJ? And so we did a whole series. That's what was offensive
that's
to this
hilarious.
Person.
Oh, you know what? That person's an FM DJ, I'm sure.
Dan?
Well, I bet they are. But
that's what I'm thinking.
Mm-hmm. And I bet what they do for kicks and grins is they take a bag of like Lay's potato chips and stick them down in their underwear.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And then eat them at the end of the night.
John remembers that one. Now, see, well, now what we have to do, because it's not fair to people who didn't hear it, we have to tell them what we're talking about. One of the choices was, and Peon, help me out here, was, go ahead, would you rather
empty a bag of potato chips into your underwear at the beginning of the day and then eat them at the end of the night?
Or
take a chocolate bar and insert it into your sock at the beginning of the day and then lick it at the end of the night.
Yeah. They didn't mention that. They mentioned the horrible references to FM DJs. So I have to go with Dan. It was probably an FM DJ.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
And let me remind people, when we go back to FM, all the jokes will be about AM DJs.
Yeah.
Of course, they were before. When we were on FM, every joke was an AM DJ joke.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's the way it works.
Well, I mean, that's the way it should work.
Yeah, I thought it was great that you played that game with us, and we knew you would because you're a good sport.
Well, I did have a choice. Of course I'm going to play along with you in the game. Yeah. But it was like, you know, hey, John, do you want to do this or something else? No, I didn't have a choice. It was like, I always go along with the team. We are a team.
Listen to that. Always go along with the team. We are a team. That's inspirational. That sounded like a Tom Landry or something giving a speech. That was good.
Newt Rockne,
yeah. Or who was the... I tell you who
it doesn't sound like. Doesn't sound like Ken Hitchcock, because I don't think he has a motivational bone in his body.
Here we go. Blues fans, not happy.
Man, I'll tell you what. Captain Kangaroo does not look good.
He does look like Captain Kangaroo.
Yeah, he does.
Bob Keeshan.
Yeah.
He looks scared to death, and I mean, you know, I just think that the players are playing just because, I mean, they're playing. They're not motivated.
No.
Not excited.
You know that Captain Kangaroo's daughter, Bob Keeshan's daughter, lives in St. Louis, and her daughter, who was Captain Kangaroo's granddaughter, and my daughter were really good friends in school. They went to school together as kids.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. My daughter and Captain Kangaroo's granddaughter.
There's some trivia.
Yeah. See, Peon doesn't realize what a big deal Captain Kangaroo was. He was, to people like me when I was a kid.
I can say this much. Captain Kangaroo in his day could coach better than Hitchcock could.
Yeah.
I don't know enough. I'm going to go. I'll just agree because I don't know enough not to agree, so I'll go along with you on that.
That's it. I'm done talking about it. Before you know it, we're going to have pitchers and catchers down in Florida.
Oh, yeah.
Which is kind of the sign of springtime, you know?
When does that start? February?
Yeah, in February. Wow. A couple of weeks probably, right, John?
But here you go. We got, these are the best, I mean, the last 8 days of January. 8 days left in the first month of the year.
The push to sell cars is on.
Oh, my goodness. It is on. We need to sell a lot of cars, a lot of trucks, and make transportation dreams come true and have fun doing it. You know, the AM and the PM crowd are the absolute best.
Let me ask you this. If we would push the beginning of the month, would we then not have to push so hard at the end of the month? I got a feeling you'd still want to push hard at the end of the month.
I want to sell a lot of cars every day.
Of course you do.
I don't want to take a day off. You know, there's no days off.
You're the Donald Trump of car dealers, meaning this guy never rests. He sleeps 3 hours a night, I found out. And he never rests. The guy was working all day yesterday, Sunday. You're kind of... He's the Londoff of politicians.
I get about five hours. That's about enough.
Oh, my goodness, I could never do that. I could never live like that. I can sleep.
Not?
I can sleep 10 hours every night.
Oh, there's no. That's like half of the day.
I know it's a waste of time. I know that. I would love to get by on 5 hours. That'd be fantastic if I could.
How would you want to spend half the day in bed? There's so much to see. So many people to say hi to.
But my dreaming is more exciting than my life. I have tremendous dreams. I love to dream, and that's more exciting than my life. I hate waking up because my dreaming is over.
Dreams can't be more exciting than your life.
Oh, yes, they can.
Your dreams are stimulated from what goes on in your life.
No, in my real life, I was never with Heather Locklear. But in my dreams, I was. That kind of dreaming.
But if someone's dreaming of driving a new Chevy, Johnny can make that dream come true.
Well done, Dan.
Man.
Well done. Well done. If your dream life is better than your real life because in your dreams you're driving a Chevy, let's make it come true.
Man, that was a good one.
Thanks.
It sure was, John.
That was a good one, wasn't it, Frank?
It sure was.
That sure was a good one there, Danny boy.
Thanks to our little tiger.
Can they tell you another thing there? So what did you think of the football game yesterday?
Oh, it was ridiculous.
The NFL couldn't have been happy that there were two blowouts.
I know. That was wild.
Yeah, normally those are just two of the greatest games of the entire year. They were over. They were over. I mean, the first game was over in the first quarter. But, all right, so Super Bowl, New England against
Atlanta. Yeah.
When is the Super Bowl?
2 weeks.
Who did they say is going to sing the national anthem? It's the first time a
Lady
male.
Lady Gaga. Oh, no. No, Lady Gaga's halftime
male,
show.
Male singer. Who is it? I just heard it. But they said it's the first time a male singer has done the national anthem in, I don't know, several years for some reason. Crap, I can't. I just saw this. Somebody will call.
Outside of the Boston area will be rooting for the Atlanta Falcons.
Oh, yeah.
When was it that the halftime show became such a big deal? Because I remember a time when the halftime show was usually like a marching band or something. Mm-hmm. And now it's just this extravagant, you know, pyrotechnics and...
I think after Janet's boob came out, maybe...
And nobody saw that.
But the teams hate it because the halftime show is so long.
Well, what's interesting
is it Houston a dome? I think it's a retractable dome.
I think so.
But I'm always amazed.
Sometimes the pyrotechnics, and then it like takes forever to clear.
Yeah,
like
it's smoke out of the air.
They can't see. It's like it's fog. Like what happened?
I just can't believe how they transformed the field into a stage in a matter of like three minutes, and everything works. I can't get my stuff at home to work half the time. Like the cable things, they plug something in, and the stage lights up, and everything works, and then in a few more minutes, like three more, it's off, and they're back to football. It's gone. It's like
Luke Bryan.
I think it's Bryan with no T on the end. Yeah.
It's Luke Bryan.
Yeah, the country singer. I don't know much about him, but he's a country singer.
And he has got some bright teeth. Have you ever seen, when he really smiles, and let's say he's on stage at one of the CMT Awards, those teeth almost like put your eyeballs
they're
out.
They're overly white. They look... It doesn't look right when they're that white. It looks like artificial teeth or something, you know?
Well, that's what they are.
Well, they need to tone it down a little bit.
I've got a couple.
There was a radio guy, and you guys know who he was. There was a radio guy in St. Louis years ago. He was the first guy to ever go get his teeth all capped off and made white. And he opened his mouth, it looked like a bunch of chiclets falling out of a box. The guy, it was embarrassing. His teeth were so white. He was embarrassing anyway. He was effing.
Sometimes just like a big old, you know, a chipmunk with big white teeth or,
Are you talking about yourself? Beaver. You think you look like a chipmunk? Is that what you're saying?
No, I'm not just talking about myself that way. Oh. Why would I take thunder away from you talking about me that way?
You're talking about guys like Luke Bryan.
Yeah.
Well, when they're that white, it really does. It's all you see is the teeth. So.
Have you ever sang the national anthem? Because you have a good voice, Frank.
To myself, I have, yeah. Not in public. I don't sing in public, no.
What about if we get you to Bush Stadium? I bet I could get that arranged. Maybe we'll see. You ever want to sing the national anthem?
No, I would never want to do that, no. Now, I believe I could sing. I know they say it's a difficult song to sing, but I think I can sing it. I think any of us could sing
it. You have a good voice. Have you recorded any albums, CDs?
No, I went to Memphis many, many years ago and went into a booth across the street from Elvis's house. They had a place where you could record Elvis music. And three of us on the show all recorded the same song, Teddy Bear. Yo, Teddy Bear. And that was it. I've never recorded a song.
Really?
I wanted to, but...
I knew you wanted to. Well, back on what was the game we played Thursday?
This or that.
Yeah.
Do we have any more this or that?
No.
Do I need to go back to selling cars?
You need to go back to selling cars after you give us your phone number.
314-837-1800. 314-837-1800. 314-837-1800. 24/7/365 at lawndoff.com. LOFF.com.
Eight more days in this month, so folks, you have plenty of time to help us out and close this out and make it one of the greatest Januaries ever.
And the weather's great. The weather's going to be beautiful. It's going to be warming up. Come and see us. Please mention that you're AM and the PM.
Please.
Linda and Mark Reese, another purchase, a Chevy Equinox, 2017 Chevy Equinox. They are AM and the PM.
Thank you, Linda and Mark.
Thank you very much. And friends of Bruce Weiner.
Okay.
Our awesome 33-year veteran is our service manager. So we're open late tonight. Come and see us.
We're out of here. Thank you, John.
Bye-bye. Thanks.
All right. Our newest advertiser, folks, is Simple Self Storage. I like this guy, this family. I like this business. It's a big business, a self-storage business. Unfortunately, a lot of self-storage places are not safe and they're not clean. Not all of them. But you get what you pay for. In this case, I think you get a little more than you pay for because the rates are very reasonable and there are a lot of discounts. The longer you... Look, when people have to get a storage facility, they're hoping they don't have it very long. Nobody wants to store something forever. And they know that it's Simple Self-Storage. So what happens is... Well, first of all, the second month is free. All right, so you go in there thinking, well, we'll store this for a couple of months. Oh, wow, guess what? We only had to pay for 1 month. Second one's free. And that's not based on if you do, if you have a year. No, even if you're just there 2 months, second month's free. Now, this is the other thing. If you're there 4 months, then there's a 5% discount from then on. 8 months, 10%. 12 months or more, 15% off what you were paying, and the rates will not go up. Whatever your rate is, that's what it's going to be as long as you're there. They are extremely clean and extremely safe. There are tons of surveillance cameras. The owner is there through the week, 8 to 6, 365 days a year, and even when he's not. You can access your storage facility, and they're all indoors. Like picture kind of a warehouse setting. Well, you can see it. You can go to their website and check it out yourself. It's SimpleSelfStorageUnits.com. That's SimpleSelfStorageUnits.com. You can't remember it, no problem. Go to FrankOpinion.com. And remember, what you're looking for, clean, safe, easy access, secure, simple, affordable. SimpleSelfStorageUnits.com.
All right, let's check on traffic right now with Tim Weiland.
Okay, Dan, they cleared that accident as we got down there. They just cleared it southbound 55 at Highway Z. All lanes are now open. You are jammed back in between Imperial Main and Highway M. A lot of people are bailing out on Highway M because of this backup, but if you're on 55, stay the course because it'll all be moving here shortly. You've got an accident also blocking lanes. Only the center turn lane is getting through at Big Bend and Randall's. Southbound Big Bend is the lane that's being affected. Downtown eastbound 40, Compton to the Poplar Street Bridge. They cleared the accident that was on eastbound 70 at Lucas and Hunt, so things are running much better there. Westbound Highway 40, drivers, you're going to find it stop and go now. Boyle out through McCausland. This report brought to you by Farmers Insurance. Insurance doesn't come with a roadmap. Get some direction from an experienced Farmers agent and find a policy that's right for you. Find an agent at Farmers.com. I'm Tim Weiland with your KTRS Airborne Traffic.
Still behind the wheel at 6 p.m. weekdays, wishing you could get a full report of the latest news, sports, and weather? Well, you can with Fox 2 News at 6 with Sandy Miller and Rafer Weigel on KTRS. Depend on it.
Got more than $5,000 in credit card debt? If you haven't called Credit Associates yet to find out for free how much of it could be forgiven, you've got one more chance right now. Call now for free information. 1-800-600-1196. The big credit card companies don't want you to know this, but if you've got more than $5,000 in credit card debt that you can't afford, you do not have to pay it all back. You have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. And right now, you can find out for free just how little that is. For free information, call 1-800-600-1196. Our mission is to save everyday Americans from paying off way more of their debt than they have to. That's why we're giving this information away for free. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. But hurry, while this free opportunity lasts. For free information and to find out how much of your debt could be forgiven, call 1-800-600-1196. That's 1-800-600-1196.
Message and data rates may apply.
When did American men get so soft? Today's average red-blooded American man has less testosterone than his father, and his father has less testosterone than his father. Before we turn into a country of powder puffs, Force Factor is launching the Man Up America event. We want to send every man in America a complimentary bottle of the breakout supplement taking GNC by storm. Test X180 Ignite, loaded with free testosterone-boosting manliness. Get your complimentary bottle by texting MAN to 321-321. Test X180 Ignite raises levels of free testosterone in your body to help build lean muscle during workouts. Plus, it helps incinerate fat, fuel explosive sexual desire, and improve performance. Now you can continue to feel like the real men that made this country great. Do yourself a favor. Do America a favor. Text MAN to 321-321 for your complimentary bottle. That's a complimentary bottle by texting MAN to 321-321.
I know you're trying to eat healthy, and sometimes you're busy with work and it's hard to eat healthy, but not if you have dynamic vending in your kitchen, in your office. Healthy options from the largest vending company in St. Louis, Dynamic Vending. They have micro markets. How would you like a salad or a wrap or maybe even a Starbucks or hummus for lunch? All available, all at no cost to the employer. Dynamic Vending will come in and revolutionize your kitchen. Dynamic Vending and micro markets. DynamicVending.com.
Hey, did you know that Encore Consignment Gallery's 10,000 square foot showroom in Town and Country is the best place to sell and buy furniture and home decor items in St. Louis? You might be saying, you know what? I was there just last week. Well, you need to go again because Encore is constantly changing their inventory, and they consist of a wide variety of furniture to home decor items ranging from French country and traditional to contemporary and modern pieces. There's something for everyone at Encore. To learn more, go to EncoreSTL.net or better yet, pay them a visit at Encore Consignment Gallery.
New $10 chicken share is KFC's new bucket for two. So grab someone you want to share chicken with and share chicken. KFC, it's finger looking good.
All right, thank you for that. American Equity Mortgage, 25 years or so, give or take a month or two, and counting. That's how long they've been around. That's how long they've been part of this show. 52 weeks a year for 25 years. They hold the record. Coming in second place, Thompson Price Kitchens, Baths, Homes. But right now we're talking about a mortgage, we're talking about owning a home, and we're talking about the fact that if you do already own a home, you have tremendous borrowing power. You have special clout when it comes to borrowing money because you have equity in your home, and that is worth a lot to a lender, this lender in this case being American Equity Mortgage. So you need money, maybe it's to pay off, you realize you made a mistake and you kind of got carried away with the credit cards, and now you can't pay it off. You're making minimum payments. Don't do that. Don't do that. That interest rate is so high. That interest is not deductible. Get rid of it. They'll help you. They've done it for thousands and thousands of people. Or maybe you need to borrow money for something that you didn't see coming. An expense, medical expense, wasn't covered by insurance. Don't worry. Remember, you're a homeowner. You have equity. They'll talk to you. They'll tell you how to do it. AmericanEquity.com or 314-878-90.